Today from the Ohio Newsroom, getting more foster kids into homes.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. There are not enough foster families in Ohio to care for all of the kids that need help, especially for kids with complex behavioral and mental health needs. So instead of getting placed in homes with families, they sometimes end up in residential facilities. That's not only costly for the state, but can be hard on a child's well-being. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports a pilot program spreading across the state could help.
Samantha Stewart has always wanted a big family. So over the past few years, the door to her home has been rotating. She and her husband have fostered 7 kids. Right now, 2 of them are playing in the living room doing somersaults and singing songs from Frozen. One faces challenges a lot of kids her age don't.
Our daughter with autism, she had gotten kicked out of a couple different daycares because of her behaviors that stem from her autism and neglect.
Stewart is a nurse, so she's had professional experience working with kids with autism and was eager to work with them personally, too, as a foster parent.
And I knew that I would be able to give them the resources that they needed to succeed in life with my nursing background. I knew what kind of therapies they would need.
So through a novel program in her area, the Northwest Treatment Foster Care Partnership, she learned about trauma-informed care and how to respond to tricky behaviors. Now she's one of 8 treatment foster homes in her area licensed to care for kids with high behavior needs. There is a growing number of children in need of care like this, says Scott Britton. He's the assistant director of the Public Children's Services Association of Ohio.
There's a mental health crisis among children across the nation, and Ohio isn't alone in seeing more kids coming into children's services custody because they have nowhere else to go.
But children's services sometimes struggle to meet these kids' needs as well. The number of foster parents in Ohio is dwindling, and even fewer people are willing to take in kids with serious behavior challenges. As the director of Sandusky County's Job and Family Services, Melanie Allen knows this firsthand.
The problem we were having was we couldn't get a regular foster home to take a high acuity 10-year-old. So we were placing kids younger and younger in congregate care.
That's a problem for a few reasons, she says. To start, group homes aren't always the best setting for young kids to grow up in, and they're really expensive. Allen knows of one child in particular that stayed in a group home at a cost of nearly $500 a day. When she moved to a foster home, the cost dropped to just $50 a day. On top of that, group homes can be hours from a child's biological parents, making it hard for them to visit. But if a child can stay in a local treatment foster home, parents can not only visit, they can learn how to manage their child's challenging behaviors by working alongside foster parents.
We want them to be able to transfer skills. We want them to be able to talk about, this is how I've managed this behavior.
That's a big win, Allen says, but finding and training treatment foster parents isn't easy. So they've partnered with neighboring counties to hire a shared social worker solely dedicated to the task. It's a model that's worked really well. They've trained 8 treatment foster homes across a 4-county area so far, and another 5 families are in the process of being licensed. Now, the state has dedicated $2 million to replicate this model across Ohio. 9 new regional partnerships, clusters of rural counties, will work together to train more treatment foster homes and provide 24/7 on-call support. In Upper Sandusky, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.